WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latte from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and let's get to the bottom of this yoga bill, yoga story. I think it's not a bill before the legislature, but we will check on that. Looks like the New York State Education Department decided that training yoga teachers requires a license. So what does this mean for the yoga industry, if you want to call it an industry? Allison West is here, director of the Yoga Union Teacher Training based on West 28th Street in Manhattan. She also leads a coalition of yoga instructors who have rallied against this new requirement. And Bill Hammond is with us, columnist and editorial writer for the Daily News based in Albany. And we'll talk about the latest developments in Bralbany, Stalbany, the albatross around our necks in just a minute, too. Hi, Bill. Welcome back.
Good morning, Brian.
And Allison West, welcome. What is the state requiring yoga teachers to do now?
Good morning. The state would like to license yoga teacher training. And this bill has been in existence, if it's valid at all, since 1939. And from 1939 to 2009, yoga teacher trainings have been operating very well without any form of licensing.
You said this bill from 1939. Was there a bill in the state legislature passed pertaining to yoga in 1939?
Not pertaining to yoga, but the one that is being claimed to pertain to yoga has been on the books for 70 years. There's no mention of the word yoga, and forms are exempt that yoga comprises, such as music and art in various forms. There is art in yoga, athletic activity, and so on and so forth. We don't call athletic activity what we do, but some forms of yoga can fit into that.
So you wouldn't need a license to teach yoga. You would need a license to train people to teach yoga?
That's correct.
And what effect would that have on yoga in New York?
The effect is widespread. First of all, those who can afford to do the licensing, if we think that there should be licensing at all, which we don't, would in effect be the larger studios, which could create a monopoly on teacher training programs and reduce variety, also increase the number of students in each training, and in that sense also reduce individual attention to each person doing a teacher training. There are also other aspects of this bill that would affect the economy at large. Teacher trainings don't always take place in a given school. Teacher trainings take place in rented space for the duration of those teacher trainings. And that would mean a loss of income to whoever is renting that space. But also, the bill itself requires that a teacher training be a domiciled school, if you like. In other words, that the space itself be the school. And some of us don't have a school for our teacher training. That presents a problem at that level. It would interfere enormously with the way we do business. Also, inspection of spaces, a certificate of occupancy can be enormously expensive.
How about if people go to India and get trained in yoga in ashrams and come back with their skills? Are those applicable under the law? Do they qualify?
They're applicable under the law. The law applies only to teacher trainings taking place in New York State. So
I
it could
see.
Also put at advantage other teacher trainings
outside New York State.
Interesting.
So, Bill Hammond from the Daily News. This is now one of the pressing pieces of business before the state legislature, I gather, and Senator Eric Schneiderman of Manhattan has put forward a bill on behalf of the yoga teachers. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know how profile this issue has become. It kind of caught my attention because it struck me as a pretty extreme example of bureaucratic bullheadedness, tunnel vision. You know, you have a law that says professional schools are supposed to be regulated. You know, by that they mean, you know, schools that train, you know, plumbers and that sort of thing. And somebody in the education department dawned on him one day that or it could have been her, that you have these schools that are training yoga teachers, and geez, aren't they professional schools too? And so this law-abiding group of small businesses, they're quietly doing their thing, and they get these kind of nasty letters from the education department saying you're in violation of the law, and if you don't comply, you're going to owe $50,000. And they were more or less told that if they continued to operate, they would face these fines. And if they wanted to be licensed, it would take them months and months and months, and they would have to go through a very expensive and time-consuming process.
So
it was an infuriating situation, I can imagine, for the studios. There is a solution to this. The education department says they have no choice but to apply the law. Having discovered that this was going on, they can't ignore it, they say.
So, listeners,
they've actually proposed to change the law in one of two ways. One, you could just exempt this whole area of yoga instruction from any regulation, or you could build a waiting period so that people continue practicing what they're doing while they apply for a license. Unfortunately, neither bill is likely to go anywhere, given the stalemate in the legislature.
Yoga teachers, yoga students, do you care about this? Are you being hamstrung if you teach yoga or if you train yoga teachers? 212-433-WNYC or yoga students, would you feel protected by a bill like this? Maybe Don in Brooklyn would. Don, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I suffered an injury at the hands of a yoga instructor, and I think there needs to be some sort of licensing, some type of training, so that what's happening in people are learning things in India, and they have, you know, they're used to squatting and they're not sitting in chairs, and basically they're bringing these practices back to the U.S. and they're injuring students.
So thank you, Don. And Allison West, why not? You know, yoga is something that's a physical activity.
It certainly is.
Risk is present, even if not, you know, a high risk. And so maybe it does need to be regulated with professional standards.
The problem with that is that we have professional standards. The state will not be able to offer any oversight. So it is much more a matter of our being able to regulate ourselves, which we've started to do. The Yoga Alliance has standards, and at least 25,000 schools participate in the Yoga Alliance standards for the 200-hour and 500-hour teacher training. And we are constantly improving the knowledge base for all teachers in the United States, in particular alignment-based yoga, not harming students in any way. And this is a growing aspect of teaching yoga in America. Licensing the teacher training programs won't change that. The state doesn't know what constitutes a good teacher training program. So in the absence of any oversight, licensing will just cost money, and those who know how to write out a good license and a good curriculum will license. It won't guarantee anything.
Adam in Great Neck. You're on WNYC. Hi, Adam.
My name is Ed, but...
Sorry.
That's okay. I don't think that New York State is in any position to start licensing yoga training. It's something that is very diverse. In fact, it's become more and more diverse. I have friends who run the yoga studios, and I think they generally do a very good job of teaching what they have to say.
How well trained are they?
The people that I know have generally been very well trained. Yoga teachers do have certain standards. I think having standards is important, but New York State is the wrong way to do that, and I think bringing it in is not going to be a very good do a good job of doing the intention of making yoga more standardized, because it's generally not very standardized.
Adam, thank you. We'll get one more voice on this. Lisa in Brooklyn, hi.
Hi. Hi, Brian. I'm a huge fan of your show.
Thank you.
I almost never call in. I was calling because I am knocked up right now, and I've been taking prenatal yoga at my local Y. And I think some of the stuff that they tell us in there and then have us do is downright dangerous. And I'm not sure if licensing is going to be the way to improve the quality or safety of it. I guess that depends on who you get to oversee it. But
right.
I do think that there's a problem with underqualified people teaching.
And Lisa, I have to leave it there because we're going to run out of time. Thank you for listening. And Allison West, real quick, if I walk into a Y and tell them I'm a yoga teacher and I'm prepared and qualified to teach prenatal yoga, how do they know I'm not?
They should be able to verify the teacher training programs that you have undertaken and speak to those who oversaw your participation in that program and see a certificate from a bona fide program that has credibility in the yoga community, and there are many, and it is possible to verify that kind of information. Carelessness in supervising the application procedure could be responsible in hiring a teacher who is not qualified.
And the licensing that would be required by the state for training programs, you don't think would help. Bill Hammond from the Daily News, while you're here and since you cover Albany so closely, mm-hmm. we had maybe the craziest day yet yesterday with two simultaneous sessions of competing versions of the state Senate, one Democrat, one Republican, both claiming they were the real one. Today, Governor Patterson, in the special session, has put gay marriage on the agenda. Will that inspire the Democrats to join a joint session with the Republicans and vote?
Well, I hesitate to predict anything in this sort of chaotic environment, but I, as somebody who personally supports gay marriage, I have to say that I thought that was kind of a questionable decision, because there's a chance that that because of the chaos that it just won't get taken up, or if it does get taken up, it'll be dealt with in a legally vague way, so that, you know, it'll be wide open to a legal challenge, and that could put the whole issue into a limbo. I felt like the first priority should be is to get through the really basic non-controversial measures, and to wait until there's some stability before you take up something as sensitive and controversial as changing the marriage law.
Now, both of those competing Senates did take votes on various things yesterday. So do you think that the 32 voting with the Republicans are going to take an up or down vote on gay marriage today?
Well, that's the problem. There's only 31. There's 31 voting with Republicans,
31
with the Democrats.
Right.
What they did yesterday was they sort of pretended that They would bring a bill to the floor. They would say, they would go through the motions of asking for a vote, and then when nobody said anything, they would say, okay, it passed 62-0. Well, it was pretty obviously a fiction, because either half the chamber in either case either wasn't present or they weren't participating.
I get it, but we're going to run out of time. I just want to know, are senators today, either the 31 who vote with the Democrats or the 31 who vote with the Republicans, going to be called on to put their names on the line for an up or down vote on gay marriage?
That's unclear. The governor has the right to ask them to consider the bill. They don't actually have to take a vote on it.
And what do you see as the resolution to this albatross around the state's neck here, this 31-31 stalemate? We have 20 seconds. How are they going to get past this?
They should work out a 50-50 power-sharing agreement where each side has an equal right to bring bills to the floor, an equal right to hire staff, to spend money. It should be 50-50 power sharing.
Republicans won't agree to that right now.
Neither. That is kind of the stumbling block, and that's what Patterson's trying to do. He's trying to bring pressure by ordering them into session every day. He says, including Saturdays and Sundays.
Bill Hammond from the Daily News, based in Albany. Thank you very much.
And
Allison West, director of the Yoga Union Teacher Training, based on West 28th Street in Manhattan. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.